art developer Shawana Brooks is standing in the dead center of the main library's makerspace, which doubles as a gallery.
This is the beginning. So I kind of curate from this middle part, and then I work my way around.
The centerpiece, a large oil painting, is the image on all of Survive to Thrive's brochures.
The piece itself kind of starts off with a very intentional paper bag image over this frame of a body. Clearly the shoes could identify it as being a woman, but I really like to think that it could be anyone, being that you don't have the accessibility to the face.
Brooks says the anonymous human figure illustrates what experts know. Sexual violence can affect anyone. The National Sexual Violence Resource Center reports 1 in 5 women and 1 in 71 men are raped, and between 40% and 70% of the population reports other sexual violence in their lifetimes, the highest rates among gay and bisexual people. And those are just the reported cases. Library spokesman Chris Boven says the exhibit is meant to offer victims catharsis.
Really what this is not just about the experience itself of the sexual violence and or human trafficking impact, but it's about overcoming that.
7 artists are featured in the show, which opens during Wednesday's Downtown Art Walk. The library will also host panel discussions on sexual violence over the next 3 months. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.